am I supposed to get any work done taking back our country when I'm continually pestered by the celebrity hotline? Super hot movie stars calling me. Like, for instance, could it be Viggo Mortensen, a star of Lord of the Rings? Be still my heart. Viggo?
Hello?
Oh, God. Hi, Viggo. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm good, honey. Listen, I know saving the country is important. Let's get to the important stuff first, though. Are you currently married?
No.
Oh, my God. All right. I'm just checking. I love
How about you?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
Thanks for asking. So now, you wrote this piece that everybody's been talking about impeaching the president, and I am with you. I am with you, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm only saying what a lot of people are starting to feel around the country, you know?
Well, now, see, I work here with two no-men that keep trying to say, oh, we don't control the House and the Senate, we can't do it, blah, blah, blah. And I like your positive energy. tell me what you've been thinking and writing about.
Well, I think that, you know, you just see the way the people have led the way, which is shameful for the government, in helping those in need on the Gulf Coast in particular. And, you know, people are going to take care of business if the government can't or refuses to. And I think the same thing's going to happen in terms of this impeachment, I hope. I don't know. I mean, I think a lot more Americans now believe that there's something unusually wrong.
Well, listen, I read your piece, and I thought it was powerful. Well, first of all, because I still have that fantasy about you in G.I. Jane, you know, barking orders. So I would do anything you say.
Yeah.
I would do push-ups and start an impeachment drive. But
well, that's good. No, I think people should think for themselves. But I just wanted to be honest about what I think. I mean, I've thought about our government and government in general. I think that governments do generally lie. Doesn't matter how nice or responsible the person in charge is. And I think we can always expect two-faced behavior from, you know, most politicians.
Right. Well, what you
but
wrote...
I think that the arrogance and the, you know, the irresponsible extent of the Bush administration's dishonesty has broken new ground in the area of bald-faced lying, don't you?
Well, I do, and I love what you wrote here. Members of the Bush administration responsible for the blatant lies and self-serving manipulations that have fanned the flames of disaster from Iraq to New Orleans must be prosecuted as our laws require. We must insist upon this. Please call or write your government representatives and help get the scoundrels out of government and into prison where they belong. Do not allow the subject to be changed. Don't be distracted. The time to act is now. Take back your country.
Yeah. And I don't think they can change. They're trying, you know, obviously. I mean, if you ask somebody right now, what about that Karl Rove-Valerie plane thing? Most Americans would say, even if they were aware of it at the time, would say, what was that? What was that deal? Because they have erased that one from popular media. I mean, nobody's talking about that, and they should, about that particular. That's
well, because they keep doing progressively more awful things, and it takes
your
eye off the last awful ball.
Thing is that this is here, and the images have been seen, and even the most moderate and in some cases conservative news hounds and, you know, TV personalities in the news have taken them to task. I think that it's increasingly obvious that something's got to change. I mean, and most people in the country, I think, are aware that there's a problem there, except, you know, among the most rabid, narrow-minded Bush apologists.
Viggo, thank you for speaking out and being a fine American. The fact that you are so hot is completely beside the point, but please come in and bark orders at me some morning, will you?
Thank you so much for your show. I listen to it every day when I'm in L.A.
Oh, God, that's a new fantasy. Thank you, Viggo.
Okay.
Viggo Mortensen. I'm going to need to take a quick shower.